Does interaction with your colleagues help to align ideologies? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Liu, assistant professor of strategic management at the University of Toronto, discusses his research into proximity and oppositional viewpoints.
In January of this year, U.S. senators returned to a dramatically different landscape on Capitol Hill as Republicans took over as the majority party. Probably one of the first things the returning Democrats and Republicans did was to sit down together and hope to arrive at common understandings. That could be a big mistake. In a new study, my co-author Samir Srivastava and I argued that more social contact could lead to either common ground or increased polarization, depending upon the individual's political identities. Senators from the same party who had opportunities to interact with one another voted more similarly. However, we showed that this did not necessarily occur. Democrats and Republicans that had more contact, as measured by seating proximity on a Senate chamber floor or a committee co-membership, voted together less, not more, often. In other words, increasing contact actually drove a wedge between opposition party members rather than establishing commonalities. Moreover, this effect, the dark side of contact, is most evident when contact occurs in contentious settings. Although the study took place in an elite political setting, its findings may also have implications for other organizations that are trying to better understand the consequences of their internal design decisions. Within organizations, geographic location is a key managerial lever, but it's a lever that can have unexpected consequences.
That was Christopher Liu of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Our society is crumbling because